Here we go. No special teams needed. Turnover on downs.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to another episode of TOD. We're glad to have you back listening to us. Approximately 2:15 Sunday, 2:15 Eastern time, September 29th. We are currently in week four. Me and Javen. Javen, how's it going, man?
Ooh, it's going good. Real good. Well, I'm trying to tell you, this is the best week of my life. And the sad part is, I've put up more points than this already this year, but this is amazing.
And you're playing, go ahead and tell the listeners who you're playing this week. I'm it's rivalry week in our
rivalry
league.
Rivalry week.
Week four, rivalry week. And
with my rivalry, it's a blood rivalry, okay? So I'm going against my old little brother Aaron, a.k.a. Fuck Him Up. And I hate to break it to him, but it ain't looking really good for him.
Everybody has down weeks.
Everybody has down weeks. I've had down weeks for a while now.
Xavier Leggett. And we are currently watching Red Zone.
As always.
If y'all know anything about Red Zone, this is the perfect show or channel to watch whenever fantasy football is going on and Sunday football is going on. But yeah, go ahead, Javen. Tell this
one. All right. It ain't much right now. It's just I'm ahead. I'm just going to say that. That's all I'm going to say. Because usually it goes backwards in the next day or hour or so. So, yeah, I'm just going to say I'm ahead right now. I got 44, projected 124. He's got 32, projected 94. He has had a lot of injuries lately. I'll give him that. He actually just texted me earlier. Said, you're fucking me up in fantasy football. what he said. I have no playmakers. My best player is hurt, man. What the fuck? It's verbatim, tough. As in what he said. So, yeah, it's a hard week for him. But he's in the number one spot, so he could take an L.
Yeah, he's currently undefeated, only undefeated person in our league. He is, he's got a good team, man. I think that, like we were saying last time, the best player or sleeper on his team, we've said this before, is Malik Nabers, man.
Yes,
Malik Nabers. Thursday night against Dallas, man.
I hope he's okay. He did get injured.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it looked like he got knocked unconscious.
Ooh.
But, yeah, he was balling the fuck out last week.
Yep, it says right here, suffered a concussion against the Cowboys, so hopefully he's doing all right.
Well, you know how that goes. He can either be going for a week, he can either be going for 2-3 weeks. So,
yeah,
exactly. Hope the best for him. You know, Aaron, you might have to find somebody else to plug in.
Yeah, because if that's their guy in New York, they're not going to risk on playing him that much.
I mean, they got, what's his name, too?
Wandell Robinson.
Wandell.
Darius Slayton.
Yeah.
So they got some weapons.
But Malik
is the guy.
Doing that thing.
he was saving Daniel Jones's career up in New York.
Mm-hmm. So. Hey, don't get me wrong. I like Daniel Jones. I think I said it last back.
Yeah,
podcast.
Yeah.
I like Daniel
Jones. Oh, yeah. You've said it since last season. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of respect for him.
He's a good quarterback.
Let's talk about Green Bay right now, dude. Like I said, we're currently watching Red Zone. Green Bay, Jordan Love is getting back in the action, but he is not looking so good out there, Javen.
Yeah, Matt threw a pick. Yeah.
If you started Jordan Love back this week after he came back from his injury, I feel bad for you.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
We're very sorry.
I do like Jordan Love, though. Great quarterback up there. I think he's going to do a lot of good things for Green Bay.
Yes.
But this week, not against Minnesota.
What the fuck is going on?
Another game right here. 24-0 Buccaneers against the Eagles?
Yeah, who would have ever guessed that? they are banged up. A.J. Brown is out. Devontae Smith is out.
Okay, yes, they are banged up.
But still, 24-0, that's crazy. Saquon, I need you to do something here, bud.
I can't remember the last time Philly went to halftime scoreless.
Yeah.
Dude, this team is a powerhouse team. And yeah, like you said, they got injuries, but come on, Nick Sirianni. You know you're on the hot seat, my guy. You got to go out there. You got to execute. I bet all Philadelphia Eagle fans can vouch for me on this one. You got a phenomenal team. You got to execute, man.
Yeah, at this point, you kind of just got to make it happen. I mean, you've got the Philly Bulldogs on defense. You got Jalen Hurts, Saquon. I know Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown injured, of course, but you still got Goddard.
Yeah, Goddard.
You got weapons. You got weapons. Yeah. And it's Jalen Hurts, for God's sakes, you know?
They got Johnny Wilson out there from FSU. He's a rookie, but he's like 6'7", man.
He's like 6'7".
So utilize him while you can.
The ball. Yeah.
So back to our league, though. It is rivalry week for us. I'm currently playing Tush Push, a.k.a. my boy Tyler. He is currently 0-3, and I'm projecting 93 this week. He's only projected 80, but that can all change with a few touchdowns. We all know that. But I feel bad for him. He's the second person in the league without a win. And the other person sitting right next to me, Jay.
Yeah. Hold on now. Let me go ahead and put this in perspective once again, because I did the last podcast. I'm going to do it again. I have the second most points in the league.
Yep.
And the first 4 weeks of the season, I have played the top three players in the league.
Exactly.
Saquon, come on, man. Come dang
it. That Buccaneers D is
not. Go for it. Go for it.
Fourth and goal on the one.
Get your big ass up and punch that shit in.
Do it like an end around route or do a toss or something. No. Something.
Saquon, up the fucking middle. Punch that goddamn shit in.
They tried it twice. Couldn't get
in. Stop being a bitch.
So other rivalry week here. Other players in our league. You got Jay's going against Levi. Both currently got 2-1 records. Both in the top five. It's going to be a close one between them. Jay's projected 108. Levi's projected 103. So we'll see how that goes. You already said you and Aaron's rivals this week. Got Rob and Austin rivals this year. Let's see. Rob is projected 101. Austin projected 97. So that's a close one too.
Yes.
We'll see how that goes out. And then what surprises me, man, and I hope he listens to this or whatever, but Dawson, a.k.a. McLovin.
Yes.
Which McLovin he's not, it he's right not now. Loving Jordan Love, but he ain't got him in. He's got Daniels in, which is smart.
Because
Jordan Love's only got 3 points on his bench, trying to do a little something up there in Green Bay. But he's a little sleeper, his team.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs have been putting up numbers for him.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. 14 day already against Jacksonville. He's got Jamar Chase, who's finally getting into the flow of things.
Yep.
Mike Evans got a touchdown today. They're winning 24-0. So his team is good. If Daniels keeps up the momentum like he had this past Monday against Cincinnati, man, Jaden Daniels balled out against Cincinnati. I did not see that coming. He's got a little few players banged up. I don't know why he's holding on to some of these players, like Austin Ekeler, Trey Benson. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, well,
you know, they're second string running backs on their teams, but you know, you never know. A lot of teams like use those backup running backs, as you can see right here. The Jets, they'll bring in Braylon Allen.
Yeah,
Braylon Allen and Breece Hall split carries up there in New York.
I'm about to say Braylon Allen will run the whole series.
Yeah,
and then they'll put Breece Hall back in, which is good for Breece Hall owners too, because Breece Hall gets a little break.
Yep,
we all know Breece Hall is the main back.
Yep,
but. You know, every time he's a little break, and you know, in dire situations where they know they can depend on Breece Hall, they'll put him back in. It's not like they're gonna let him sit on the bench in needed situations.
And that's smart for them to do that because you don't want to injure him. Longevity, you don't want to use him too much.
Longevity.
You got Braylon Allen out there. What a pass by Joe Burrow.
Dimes.
I don't know if you've seen it earlier, but Joe Burrow did get stepped on by his own lineman. Oh, that was a hard hit for. Yoshivash.
Yeah,
I know, right? Well, I heard about him Monday, man. Denny told me he went and picked him up. And I was like, "Who you been picked up Yoshivash?" I didn't even know how to say his last name, but I mean, he's apparently doing pretty good.
I mean,
I don't know if he's going to keep him on his team or not.
There's something about those cool little last names, though. Puka Nakuya.
Yeah.
You know, Yoshivash is like
Jaceki.
You know, you got a cool name, you got to put up points, right? That's how it works. I have a whole roster full of just crazy ass last names. Yoshi Bush. Okay, yeah. Hold on now.
Let's see.
Pause the. Give it to Saquon. Push that shit in.
Fourth and goal. On the one.
Yep.
Saquon.
No.
Jalen Hurts pulls.
You really fucked that up. Oh, no, you didn't. Okay, I'm sorry.
Who's that? Touchdown to.
Paris Campbell. Paris Campbell from Indiana last year comes over and just fills the spot for Devontae and AJ. That's really nice of him.
Wow. That would have been a good pickup to do have this week.
Yeah.
I was looking out there. I was like, eh. But my team's all right. But if I really needed a receiver, I probably would have went out there and got somebody
off of. Man, you need a receiver to come holler at you. Boy, I got some receivers for you. I just need something in exchange. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to figure that out off the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Don't let the other players know what we're doing.
But since currently the early slate games are going on, Javen, we got the second slate games coming up. Looks like we're going to have Arizona against Washington. That should be a good one. San Fran against New England. New England's trying to do a little something. They're trying to do a little something.
To be honest, though, San Fran's defense has not looked.
Dude, San Fran looks sus.
Very well.
They're banged up, too, but.
But still.
Their defense.
It's San Fran.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the Patriots. We'll just see. They're hit or miss at this point. Like, they show spurts of, like, being able to look good, but At the same time, it's the Patriots, and they don't have Tom Brady, and they don't have the mega mind of it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not, he who must not be named, because I'm not going to say his name on here. Billy.
So, there's a couple good games coming up. We're going to be keeping an eye on. We got two back-to-back Monday night games again. You got Seattle against Detroit. And what was the other one, Javen? There's two. I know there's two. I'm trying to find it on here.
Let me go to the handy-dandy notebook.
Handy-dandy notebook. But I went and picked up Shakir for tonight, too, man, against Baltimore. And I'm expecting him to do a lot of good things. You know what's surprising me, though, while you're looking up who plays the other game Monday night?
Sunday.
Is Josh Allen, the way he's playing this year?
Yeah, he's turned it on. I don't see no...
He is...
Oh, okay. Titans and Dolphins and Seahawks and Lions.
There you go.
Sorry.
Titans and Dolphins, Seahawks and Lions.
But yes, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
It started off a little sus.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see him playing the way he is playing now because he don't have no receivers out there. But like I told you, I don't know if I said it on the last podcast or not, but they took out Stephon Diggs out the picture where Josh was going to him every single time. Because, you know, Stephon likes to get those stats. Who doesn't, you know? But took him out the picture, and now it makes Josh Allen, and this is what Denny told me he heard off of another podcast, makes Josh Allen read the defense more. It makes you, you know, figure out who you really need to go to instead of trying to force things to Stephon every single possession. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's probably a good thing, and that's actually turned out for the better for Josh Allen because he's having an MVP-type season so far. He
can spread the wealth more.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why people say quarterbacks are the prima donnas in the league. No. I think it's the wide receivers, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, really flashy, want to look good, and if they don't get the targets, they get a little upset.
They get, yeah.
A little angry, want to throw a little hissy fit.
Exactly.
And, I mean, at the end of the day, I kind of get it because you're getting paid to do this job.
Yeah.
You want the opportunity
to prove, do this job. Yeah.
So, you want your targets. But at the end of the day, I'm more of a win kind of guy.
Yeah. If you're a team player and you want wins, you're all working together to get to one goal, and that is a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl. I want a ring on my finger.
I mean, if you can
get one this year. In this year, this damn fantasy football league. Because if I don't, I'm quitting.
No, I know. Yeah. Oh, you gotta go follow the podcast too. I'm gonna post a picture after this, actually, onto our podcast and our story. Go check it out. It's gonna be a picture of the ring that first place will get this year. But go check out our podcast t.o.d_podcast on Instagram.
Yes,
Javen said he's trying to get a camera rolling for us.
Yep. The battery should be here today. It should be.
So we can video.
Amazon, you better tighten up. I was hoping it'd be here before the podcast so we can start recording now, but Amazon don't want to work on my schedule. So
Work in progress.
Yep, just working on it.
We get there. And then we'll post clips on our Instagram, or if we want to make a TikTok, we might do something like that, post it on YouTube, something like that. We'll figure it out. But that way y'all can see us, how we do things out here.
I mean,
we keep it simple.
Let's be honest, though. If they see me, they might turn that bitch off. They're like, God dang, I knew your voice sounded ugly, but I didn't know you were that goddamn ugly.
Oh, they ain't gonna feel about shit like that, man.
You're right. I'm a sexy motherfucker. I'm just bullshitting.
But yeah, man, I went and picked up, like I said, went and picked up Shakir for tonight. Got him in my starting lineup because he's been looking good, and Josh Allen likes him.
You know what was a good pickup for Aaron, which really wasn't a good pickup, but at the same time, it's a good pickup? He just dropped Philly's defense and picked up Houston.
Houston's D?
Yep. Which they still
dropped Philly's D,
but look at Philly's defense right now.
Yeah,
they just let fucking
they are a little
Tampa put up 24 fucking points.
Yeah,
in the first half.
Yeah,
like that was a good pickup, as in to drop them.
True,
or maybe if he could have kept them, but oh my,
Zach what? Moss. You know Zach Moss, man. I did not see him balling out the way he has this year.
Comeback season for that man,
dude. He has surprised the shit out of me.
Comeback season for that man.
He played for Indianapolis, right, last year?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got hurt. Now he's playing for Cincinnati. I thought Chase Brown was going to be their starting running back after Joe left, but they said, nah, Zach's the guy.
And Zach's the guy.
I can see why.
Zach's the man.
Zach's the guy, and I can see why.
Yep. And I can see why.
Great move right there. I mean, they are playing New Orleans. They are playing Carolina. So, but Carolina's starting to get into the groove of things. Best decision they made was benching Bryce. I'm sorry.
It really is true. And I seen some funny shit about that, too. They had a picture of him and his, or a video of him and his girlfriend walking to the practice field and all this stuff.
Bryce Young?
Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, you know, you're not allowed to do that. You know, you're not supposed to bring girls to work. Like, come on, though.
Yeah, this is your job.
And they're kind of like, okay, maybe this is why Buddy's been kind of garbage because, you know.
She a baddie?
She is a baddie. I ain't gonna Please, if my girlfriend hears this, I didn't. Yeah. I mean,
we just making assumptions of it.
I don't have any chances with this woman. I don't even know who she is, but
that's why Bryce Young been shitting the bed. And
Bryce Young, he said, "I'll lose this ring right now for you if it means keeping this punani in my lap."
Oh God, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm gonna have to go look that up.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, no, Andy Dalton, man, looking really good for New Orleans. Really good for Carolina. I'm excited for them. I hate Carolina, but I like to see.
I hate Carolina.
Yeah, they're in our division, so I hate to see them win. But then again, I like to see backup quarterbacks come in and prove their worth.
Yeah.
And Andy is the prime example of that.
You know, Geno was kind of like that, too.
Geno. Sam Darnold, bro.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling Sam was going to be okay for Minnesota, but I did not see him leading them undefeated so far.
I like Sam Darnold. When he first came in the league, I felt bad for him because he had to play for the fucking Jets.
Yeah, that was tough.
But Sam Darnold, to me, had always been a very respectable quarterback that I felt like within the years could get the shit done as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not his fault that he had to go into the fucking most treacherous place to ever be a quarterback and fucking with a shitty team at that shitty O-line.
Yeah.
You know, it was just... The cards wasn't right for him at New York.
You know what I don't understand?
What is that?
Is why teams, of course, you get the number one overall pick. 9 times out of 10, you're going to go draft a quarterback, correct?
Unless you have a quarterback.
Unless you already have a decent quarterback. But 9 times out of 10, like Carolina,
yeah,
they suck. They went and got a quarterback. Chicago, they suck. They had Justin Fields. They still went and got a quarterback.
I still feel like that was a good
pick. What I don't understand, though. Oh, good pass and catch right there for the Jets. What I don't understand, though, is... If you're going to go draft a rookie quarterback to come in and try to lead your franchise with subpar, you know, receivers or whatever team around you, and you're going to bring in a rookie quarterback to try and lead that team, it's 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to work. And we've seen that with Bryce Young, and maybe we're going to see it again with Chicago. We had a lot of
Justin
high hopes.
Justin Fields, too, you know?
Yeah.
I feel the same way with Justin Fields when he came in.
Yeah.
And
the Jets finally realized, hey, we can't keep drafting a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
So they went and got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers to bring that, you know, leadership to the team. And look, I mean, it's paying off.
And at the end of the day, you know, whenever you do that, you can fill in those spots that you need before you go draft another quarterback.
True.
You can go ahead and get this great line that's going to protect that quarterback.
Yep. These
wide receiver threats.
Yep.
And then even the defense, as I say. But at the end of the day, quarterback is what's going to... The quarterback is the glue.
Oh, yeah.
It puts everything together.
The quarterback is the foundation.
Yes.
There we go. They, of course, you want them to be your leader of your team. We all know that. But for them to bring in a rookie, man, who has no experience at that NFL level,
yeah,
is tough. And I hate it for rookie quarterbacks coming into the league to do that.
Yeah.
That's why I'd like to see, like, like the Jets, they just went and got Jordan Travis. You know, he's coming off a bad injury, but you sit behind a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, you're going to learn so much.
And not only that, Aaron Rodgers had his fair share of injuries, too.
Yeah.
So he can kind of...
What a pass right there. Dude, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're watching it. Watching Jets in Denver right now, y'all. But, yeah, so he's had his fair share of injuries.
Yeah, he can help a quarterback that's injured or coming off an injury and kind of help them mentally and physically as well.
Yeah.
But mainly mentally, because sometimes, you know, that stuff gets to you.
Oh, it take a toll on you.
I remember I hurt my groin in high school and that shit still don't feel right.
Yeah.
I don't trust it as much as I used to.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day,
you hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need somebody to help just guide you through that, who's actually been there, done that.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys. I'm not sure how he heals up so well. I'm thinking it's LSD. But I'm just going to keep that between me and Roger Goodell, all right? I mean, I'm just saying, he looks like a guy who would take some acid. I'm just going to throw that
out.
Yeah,
they said he was off the perks last...
the perks.
His eyes were so bulged out. He was like, oh, this man's tweaking out there.
I could see Aaron. I feel like I've seen Aaron Rodgers at like...
Aaron fucking, just living his best life, man.
For damn sure.
Playing college, or playing NFL football on Sundays.
You can't tell me he don't smoke weed.
Oh, no, yeah, he'd be chilling. That man chilling, bro.
He'd hit my vape right now. In the middle of the game. Is it raining now?
Yeah, it is coming down up there in New York. Yep.
From that hurricane. Well, let's throw that out there, too.
Yeah, we're here in Florida, y'all, and Florida got hit by a Cat 4 hurricane this week. I feel bad for everybody on the west coast of Florida. Prayers out to all those who have lost stuff or lost people. I've heard people have been affected by the storm majorly. But, yeah, prayers out to all those people out there. I seen Atlanta, dude, was flooded.
Yep.
Asheville, North Carolina, was flooded. How did it go from... And still flood all the way up. I couldn't imagine living right there on that panhandle of Florida. That's tough, man.
I've been screwed. I'm glad I don't do tree service anymore because I'd be somewhere. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be here.
Yeah. And them linemen out there doing all their work and stuff, so.
And the tree guys. I'm just saying, linemen get a lot of credit, but...
The tree guys be putting in that work,
too. Tree guys be putting that work in, too. Linemen can't get to the line if it's covered in trees, damn it.
So I found out earlier this week, Trey McBride, he's out this week, concussion. So I had to go pick up a backup. Tight end went and got Cole Kmet and not doing too good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But last week put up 20 points against Indianapolis. So I figured he'd be a good backup. Didn't really pay out for me. Anybody on your team you expect or you seen as doing good this week or you expect to do good later on? Or who's surprising you? Look like Nico Chuba.
Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard has definitely been a blessing. It was either him or Chris Olave this week for my flex position.
And that turned out the right pick.
I actually picked the right pick this time.
That's all fantasy's about is just rolling the dice.
Rolling the dice, dog. I mean, Devontae Smith, he's injured, concussion, so you know he ain't going to play.
Look at Taysom Hill, though.
I'm about to say, I picked up Taysom Hill off the bench or off the waiver wires because nobody ever believes in Taysom Hill. And if you've listened to the podcast, you know that I really am a big fan of Taysom Hill. He got 14 points right now.
Yeah, he's 14 he's sleeper, points. Bro.
I have Jake Ferguson in, and he gave me 8.4, which I'll take for a tight end any day of the week. But Taysom Hill, 14 points. Let me read you his stat sheet right here. 16 rush attempts, 24 rushing yards, and 2 rushing TDs.
Yeah.
Taysom fucking Hill.
Yeah.
Come on now. Everybody's sleeping on that man.
He can pass it too.
He can pass it. He can catch it. He can run it. He'll paint your back porch. He'll walk your dog. He don't give a fuck. If it means he's going to win the game with you, he'll do it. Hey, Taysom Hill is a go-getter. New Orleans knows he's a go-getter. And I remember a stat a while ago. I'm not sure what it is. But in like 80, 90% of the game that Taysom Hill touches the ball, New Orleans wins.
Yeah, okay.
So they're going to give him the ball. Come on. Yeah. They're going to give the man the ball. I'm sure they got all this analytic bullshit. A whole office full of analytics. Mm-hmm. And it says Taysom Hill in one big-ass folder. And it says, give him the ball on every page.
Oh, that's close right there. Watching Minnesota and Green Bay. Oh, we didn't possess it. That's why they called him short. He caught it in end zone, but he didn't have no possession.
Yep.
So I need a Josh Jacobs tutty right here. All your Josh Jacobs managers out there.
Pissed.
Oh, there's a flag
he's
on
pissed.
The Matt LaFleur is not happy.
But nigga, watch the replay. Oh, Aaron Rodgers on his ass.
Aaron Rodgers on his ass. I mean, I'd be pissed too if I'm down 28-0 going into halftime.
You didn't score. You can't be mad if you did actually fucking score.
Yeah, look at him.
He got a vein popping out of his neck the size of my Johnson right now. Jesus Christ. Buddy is pissed. And just to know that he's going to be rolling, he's going to watch it when he get home.
Oh, they muffed it. That's what happened.
What the fuck?
Oh, never mind then. I'm so confused why they still got zero. They muffed the punt. Minnesota muffed the punt.
I'm so confused.
Green Bay recovered, ran it in, scored a touchdown, but they still have zero.
But it's still 28-0. Make sense. Somebody help me out here. What is going on?
Right here? Oh,
you're man. Short, bud. You're fucking short, all right? The ball did not cross the plane.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not sure if y'all like these live episodes where we're sitting here watching football better than when we just sit here and talk about fantasy, but I'm sure it's going to be really fucking entertaining right now. Because somebody's watching this right now.
This shit's crazy.
And then they're going to hear it later on and be like, you know what? These motherfuckers are fucking right. What are you talking about here? Except it's going to be in like German or some shit. Schlackenschlumbus. Sheesh. Shosh, shosh. I don't know what that means.
I can't with your ass right now, Lord.
If it's German, I'm sorry.
But yeah, Matt LaFleur was pissed. Oh, man, he's still talking to the motherfuckers.
He's like, what I got to do? Pay you $20 to get in the end zone? Like, shit, dude. If just I give
slide,
us a touchdown.
If I slide you 100, you going to let me in?
Fuck.
Oh, man, that's funny. But yeah, no, Taysom Hill, man, he is doing good. But I just want to point out,
Atlanta's beating them 17-14. We love that.
We love that. 3 points.
You got Bijan.
I do got Bijan.
So you need Bijan to get in the end zone.
In the end zone, though. I don't need him just beat y'all. I want to help Atlanta win. I want to help.
Oh, yeah. I want Bijan in the end zone, too, now.
Eat your Barkley to win. I want to eat your Barkley to win.
Yeah, you're looking really good right now, man.
Damn it, man.
You said that last week.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't take
the
no.
The tables did turn.
I don't never take nothing for granted. I need every last point, every last penny, every last yard, reception, fumble recovery. I don't give a fuck. You go and get it.
Drake London right now on my bench got 5.6. I expect him to pick it up a little bit in the second half. I did, like I did tell you earlier, I went and picked up Deontay Johnson again. I drafted Deontay. Then ended up dropping him, I think, week two because Bryce Young was not. Oh! Who's that? Touchdown. Jaden Reed. Oh, I know he's happy to have Jordan Love back in. But Malik Willis won bad. That's another quarterback. Another backup quarterback that is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Malik Willis.
I mean.
But.
I didn't think, you know.
All you Jaden Reed managers. Just got you a tutty. 15 yard. What a pass and catch.
But he never got his head around.
But Minnesota, man, they're looking good. Very surprising.
Let's see what this. These Dirty Birds gonna do.
Yep. You know? Right here.
We got a Dirty Bird fan in the house. This is why I need my camera to be running, because he's got the Dirty Bird jersey on.
Got the Kyle Pitts on, baby.
With the smooth black with the gold. Oh, it looks pretty fire. Not gonna lie.
I'm repping the Saints and Falcons at the same time.
The Saints and the Falcons.
It's perfect attire for game day right here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't look dope, though. I'm not gonna play. That makes me want to get a jersey.
So we'll see what happens right here. Our defense has been doing pretty good, man. I think they're still out there on the waiver wire, too.
Yeah. I like their...
Our secondary is really good.
Secondary. That's what I was saying. I like their secondary.
We get a lot of picks.
That's why I didn't play fucking Chris Olave.
Smart.
Or Rashid Shaheed.
Smart. Oh, you got both of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
and I don't know what Kamara... Let's go look and see what Kamara is doing so far this week. We know...
Sure.
My Chubb is worthy. Yep, he's got 10 points. Kamara does. 10 rush attempts, 55 yards, 4 catches, 27 yards. Not too bad for Kamara. He's been doing his thing this year. Looks like actually Levi is projected 113 now over Jace's 107.
Oh boy.
Joe Burrow doing good. T. Higgins finally back in action.
Oh.
6 catches today for 60 yards. It's not bad for T. Higgins so far.
Yeah, I've been seeing this name being called a little bit.
He went and picked up Juwan Jennings after that phenomenal week last week. You think Juwan's going to keep it up, man? After that freaking, what did he have, 41 in our league, half PPR? 41 points.
That's harder. That's hard to keep up with.
There's no way he's going to do that again.
I mean, let's be realistic. That's a lot of points. Even... I mean, he's got some shoes to fill. Don't get me wrong. He's going to have a big role to play. So he's going to get the touches. It's just...
He's not going to be utilized after this week. So I don't know why he's keeping him on his bench. If he's going to keep him, he needs to play him now. Or just go ahead and drop him.
Yeah, I mean...
Because if you got him, you need to use him now. Because once... Is Debo back? Debo's questionable.
When that boy come back, it's over with.
Yeah. And Kittle's back now, so that's good.
I just need their defense to tighten up. I jumped really high in our draft to pick up these guys, and it's not working out for me.
You picked a who?
San Fran's defense.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you might see what I did, man. I had to drop somebody. I think I dropped DeAndre, or I can't remember. It was like 2 weeks ago, and I went and picked up Green Bay's defense because Dallas was looking really sus for a second there.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good yesterday, Thursday.
Thursday, yep. Well, first week, 5 points. I was like, okay, week one against Buffalo, yeah. Then the Rams turned around, put up a 15-piece. I was like, nice. And then last week, they put up 4 against Detroit, and I was like, oof. Or this past week. I mean, so we'll see. I had to go pick up Green Bay's defense. I didn't put them in this week because they were playing against Minnesota, and they only got 1 point.
Did Micah Parsons get injured? I know he came out for a minute. They said something about his neck.
Actually, you know what? I was looking at the wrong stats. My bad, everybody. Week one, Dallas played Cleveland. Put up 17. That's what it was. I was like, hell yeah. Then week two, turned around, played New Orleans, and only put up 1. And then I was like, yeah, I got to find another defense. Good thing I did because they played Baltimore the next week. Mm. -1. Mm. And then I put them in this week against the Giants thinking, you know, they might do a little something-something. And then they put up 4 last Thursday, so.
Well, Jags is hanging in there, boy.
Jags need to get their first win, man. 0-3. Got the superstar offense. You paid Trevor Lawrence a bag. And he ain't doing nothing.
I tried to tell these people. Been saying this for a long time.
The damn Jags, boy. Lord, Austin. Shout out to Austin and Dawson.
I told y'all boys they look good on paper, but they don't never look good on the field. I don't know what y'all want from me. I mean, you ask for my opinion, I give it to you. Hey.
What's one team in the league? Let me look up, first of all, before I ask you this question. Let's see. NFL rankings real quick. Bear with me. Standings. Okay. So out of these 0-3 teams, which team has surprised you so far that is 0-3? There's only a select few. And now I'm going to ask you the same thing for 3-0. Mm-hmm. All right. So 0-3, you got the Bengals, you got the Titans, and you got the Jags. Which team out of those three has...
I would say Bengals.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Joe Burrow's, you know, although they don't have... The team they had last year, of course, they did a lot of changes, but I feel like Joe Burrow's and the Bengals would be my surprise 0-3 team.
Who gets their first win?
The Bengals.
The Bengals?
The Bengals for next year.
They're up 21-14, start of the third quarter. You got Jags down by 3, 17-14, I believe, right?
Yeah, yep.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I have no faith in the Jags whatsoever. So it's kind of like, if they do tighten up, I still don't think they'll be able to get it done to get their first win today.
Which 3-0 team has surprised you so far this year? You got the Seahawks 3-0. You got the Vikings 3-0. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers 3-0. And you got the Kansas City Chiefs 3-0. And the Bills 3-0. There's a bunch of 3-0 teams.
There's only one team it could be. I actually seen a fucking short film about this shit. Not film. What am I trying to say? Short video.
Yeah.
It had Superbad. And it had Fat Boy Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I seen
and,
that.
And then old boy. And then Nick Levin come around the corner. They put a Steelers fucking logo on them. I was like, yeah, boy, the surprise 3-0 team. There they go, right there. Yeah, there they go. The Steelers,
man. But they're down 17-3 right here, Javen.
I would have never guessed they would have made it to 3-0.
Me neither.
So
it's all their defense, man.
For sure. They
got to have the best defense in the league right now.
TJ Watt is a freaking menace.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Justin Fields has plugged in pretty well compared to...
He did, man. That was a great pickup for them. And to go get Russell Wilson, who is a great mentor.
Yeah, I feel like it worked out the best way it could have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that first game, whenever Justin Fields had to play, he was pissing down his fucking leg. And he was scared shitless, but he still went out there and got the shit done.
Yeah. So he's looking real good.
I think it gave him a lot of confidence.
Yeah, he's looking real good up there in Pittsburgh. Like I said, he's down right now 17-3. You got to score right here. Start of third quarter. See how he does.
Oh. Is that fucking...
Need to go see how he's been doing in fantasy, man. I don't even know who's got him.
It ain't me. What the fuck? Ain't me either. God, dog.
So he is currently on the waivers. Here's his stats over the last 4 weeks. Week 1 against Atlanta, put up 11. He had 156 passing yards, 14 rushing attempts for 57 yards. Week 2 against Denver, that stout defense, front-line defense, I should say, had 117 passing yards, 1 touchdown pass, 27 rushing yards on 8 attempts, 11 points again. Last week against the Chargers, put up 245 passing yards, a touchdown. He did have a pick, but he had 6 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown, put up 19 points. And so far this week, he's got 6.5. We projected 16. We'll see how he finishes the game. Right now, he's currently got 129 passing yards and 14 rushing yards. So not too bad. He's average. I don't think he's a starting.
I think he's mediocre. Like, literally the borderline of quarterback play in the NFL.
For sure.
If it wasn't for his legs, he would.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows, good pass, Kirk.
A pump and dump?
Good pass, Kirk, on Darnell Mooney.
Kirk Cousins with the pump and dump.
I like those throwback helmets, man. Them things are clean.
They kind of do. Get off me.
Look at that. While getting pulled on. Go ahead, Darnell. Have yourself a day. Saquon.
I needed you.
Saquon, where you been?
To answer the phone.
Oh, man.
Man, let my dog cap it off.
He got 9 carries for 81 yards. You need a tutty right here.
Let my dog cap it off.
That ain't even him.
Oh, that ain't even him.
Airs it out to Goddard. There you go. Philly, this is the time to make a comeback.
Right here. You got to do something like right now.
Yeah.
Right now, because it's looking really ugly for you boys. And y'all are supposed to be Super Bowl contenders type deal.
Yeah.
So... And I'm, just so you know, I'm boycotting. I'm sorry, you guys. Boycott. I keep hitting my freaking mic. But I'm boycotting the saying type shit. All right? If I hear anybody say type shit, I'm going to get angry.
Why? You don't like type shit?
I just think it's so annoying to me.
Type shit?
And that type shit. But then niggas
I can see.
Well, then they want to say it 3 freaking times.
Yeah.
In 5 seconds. I was on that type shit. Like, what the fuck? You couldn't think of anything else to say besides type shit? Come on, now.
Bro, that's that Gen Z new slang. They're about to do the tush push
bullshit
up there.
What, you going to do it twice?
Yeah, I guess.
You get a yard for each one?
You get a yard for the first down, and then they're going to get a touchdown off the tush push.
I say you put Saquon behind him. On the center.
Type shit.
I know I should have said any shit.
I don't even say that stuff, man. I'm like, I hear people say that all the time.
Type shit.
I don't even know what that means.
What type of shit? What type of shit are we talking?
Is it like diarrhea or gonorrhea? What is it?
He said diarrhea or gonorrhea. Good God Almighty. And they going to do it again?
Tush push.
Is there a verse? Touchdown.
That's so... You can't guard that, or you can't defend that.
Tits on that one.
Is it... Are they going to make it illegal one day? Didn't they talk about not having a tush push as a thing in the NFL?
Yeah, they talked about it.
For injuries or reasons? Or something?
But I don't see it happen.
Yeah.
Philly will have a fucking fit.
Yeah.
You heard that one dude talking about they need to get rid of the cover 2?
Get rid of what?
Cover 2.
Cover 2 defense?
Yeah.
Why?
He says it's unfair.
Unfair.
That either A, they need to get rid of it. I can't remember what the guy's name was. He was some crazy old white guy.
How are you going
to
tell me I can't run something on defense?
He said they either need to...
They're changing the game so much, man.
Have it where you can't run the cover 2, or you need the DBs to scoot up. Scoot closer to the line.
That's ridiculous. Chase Brown, dude. 2 touchdowns today for Chase. See, this is what I'm saying. You got Zach Moss, who is arguably your starting running back, but then you got Chase Brown, who is also a great running back. And I feel bad for people who have Chase Brown because it is a hit or miss each week.
For sure.
Denny has Chase Brown, or he did. I don't even know. My brother, a.k.a. the menace in our league. Here. And I think he ended up dropping him because he's like, they don't use him that much. And now look, two touchdowns a day.
Two tutties.
For Chase Brown. That Bears defense is clamping up. That's what surprised me this year, is Bears defense has really been playing good.
Yeah, they've always been in defensive talk, you know. A little more whenever they had Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's all they've ever had, really. It's a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a quarterback, so.
Looks like Tyler's trying to creep back up on me, man. He's projected 87. I'm projecting 94 with that Jalen Hurts rushing touchdown he just had.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro. This is going to be a... It's going to be a nail-biter this week, I think. You're looking pretty good.
I think.
Projected 128. He's projected 94.
I need it bad. I need every last win I can get now.
You know who has surprised me this year, man? Sam Laporta. He hasn't really been doing that much.
Yeah. Aaron picked him up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Which I mean, 6 points week one. That's not bad for week one. And then it goes 2, 4. It's like.
None of my tight ends. Travis Hill ain't been doing shit either. If we're going to get really.
That's what I'm saying. Tight ends are so valuable, but they're not that used for.
They're not anymore. Dependable.
Yeah.
Oof.
Dang, that looked like it hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. I got Trey McBride, who had one good week so far this week. I mean, granted, we are only through 4 weeks. But there's really, you know, Sam Laporta was supposed to be the guy up in Detroit, and they're not really using him that much. They got Amon-Ra. They got a great team offensively. They got so many weapons, so.
Yeah.
But that surprised me. They ain't using them that much.
I mean, I don't fucking know. You know how it is, bro. That's why I go back to that whole wide receiver prima donna shit, because a wide receiver starts bitching for targets.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to start losing their targets.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the tight end, because he's there mainly to fucking.
Honestly, block. Dude, anybody on Buffalo's offense, you could probably go get. Because like I told you a minute ago, Josh Allen spreads the ball throughout the whole offense. Keon Coleman looking good. Shakir's looking good. Kincaid finally got into the action last week. Oh, good run. Who was that?
Tyler Algier.
See? Another backup running back. Hopefully we can keep this momentum up, man. We need this.
Oh, this dirty bird right here. Let's see how the Dolphins do tonight.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the Dolphins Monday night, man. Who are they playing again? Seattle? No. Titans, right?
Yep, Titans.
How do you think Tyler Huntley's going to do? They went and picked him up. That's their new starting quarterback.
Yeah. I can't remember who he played for.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yep. He was the Lamar Jackson 2.0.
Junior,
Yeah. Aaron loves that motherfucker.
I like him too. He's spunky.
He is.
Got a little fucking little sauce to him.
Yeah,
but
a little swagger.
I don't think he's gonna get it done for us.
Man.
We're gonna have to be really creative. Thank God it's the Titans. That's all I gotta say.
Well, Titans defense ain't bad either.
It's not bad, but it could be worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could be playing Buffalo again or some bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
Do you feel confident starting Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle?
It depends on my lineup, to be honest. It really does.
Yeah.
Usually, I would say hands down, but
yeah,
I don't think...
With Tyler Huntley at quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think with Tyler Huntley at quarterback, I would put my team's life in his hands. Now, don't get me wrong. They're going to figure out a way to get Tyreek Hill the ball.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to figure out.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a damn jet sweep or something.
Yeah, they're going to figure out a way. And same thing with Jalen Waddle. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure if I completely would. Still, like I said, it just depends on my lineup.
Yeah.
I'll have to have a damn good wide receiver to fill in, though.
You still got a Chan. You got most. Well, is Mostert banged up still?
I don't even know.
I forgot who had Mostert, but I'm pretty sure he's still banged up. But you still got a Chan. So, we'll see how they do Monday night. Against the Titans. And their defense isn't that good, so. If their offense is steady on the field, it's not going to be good. You're not going to give them a break to get some rest, figure out a good game plan. Tony Pollard has been looking pretty good for Tennessee.
Yeah.
A little under the radar type player.
I feel like...
But I don't trust anybody on Tennessee, man. That's why I dropped DeAndre.
I feel like Tony Pollard... And this is the funny thing. As soon as you dropped him, he scored.
Same with Amari.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's just not really a confident situation. Yep. Very high ceiling, very low floor.
Yep.
And the ceiling might not even be as high as you think. Of course, DeAndre Hopkins is a great wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have the ball... To be able to have the ball thrown to you to catch it.
So. Exactly. And Will Levis.
Yeah, Will Levis.
Great player. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. Justin Fields. Justin Fields. We were just talking high hoes about this guy.
Yeah.
Looks like their first loss is going to come. Oh, he's pissed.
He flopped.
Looks like their first L is going to come this week against Indianapolis, man.
It ain't looking too pretty, though. Justin had to cough it up.
You got to give Mike Tomlin his props, though, man.
He's working on what he's got.
He's a great coach, and for him to... Oh, that's a fumble.
Yeah.
For him to have a team like this and still have a winning record, man, you gotta be feeling pretty hopeful.
I really do. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Do you think... They will start Russell Wilson.
I think they're going to trade Russell Wilson.
You think so?
I mean, well, yeah.
So, you put your team's hands in Justin Fields if you were Mike. I'm asking you now. If you were Mike Tomlin, team's hands in Justin Fields?
Yeah, I would. Over Russell Wilson, yeah.
You really think so?
Yeah. I mean, he's proved his worth so far. I mean, I think this is just one bad game.
So far, though, I mean...
They're saying he's down. His elbow.
Ain't no way. The ball was out as he...
That's what I'm saying. He dropped it going to the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's a fumble, dude. Let me see here.
If they trade... They could easily trade Russell Wilson to, like... Dude, I'm surprised they didn't try to trade him to Miami. Miami should have went and tried to get him. Instead of picking up Tyler Huntley, which I mean, Tyler Huntley's not bad. I'm sure. I mean, he did good for Baltimore when he had to come in.
Miami is. Where the hell am I looking for? Miami's fucked. Dude. There it
is. Dang, Bo Nix had a great week last week when they played Tampa.
Okay, so hear me out here.
Nice shit in the bed this week.
Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
They played the Falcons first game of the season.
Yep.
That was a very ugly game for both teams.
But it was straight defense.
Steelers got the win. Then they played the Broncos.
Okay.
Not a very good team at all.
Yeah.
Steelers got the win. And then.
Who did they play last week?
The Chargers.
Okay. With no Justin Herbert.
I think Justin Herbert was there, but let me just check.
I don't know. He might have played, but he wasn't 100%.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think he was 100%.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 weeks.
Yeah, Justin Herbert, 12 for 18, 125 yards, one TD.
Tell me who they play after this week. Colts.
They play in the Colts.
Yeah.
Then they play the Cowboys.
Okay.
The Raiders.
Okay.
The Jets.
Okay, so we're getting to the meat of things.
We're getting to losses here, if you ask me. All right, so the Cowboys defense, better than any defense they've played so far. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Better than the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Falcons defense.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you would think so, but...
The Raiders defense.
They couldn't stop the Saints. Raiders defense is good, yes.
Better than any defense they play.
Arguably, Raiders' defense is probably better than Dallas' D.
Agreed.
Right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. The Jets defense.
Yeah. Their secondary is phenomenal.
Exactly. And then the Giants, I mean...
Okay, so...
Slacking off a little bit there, but still.
So
I still think that they're better than any defense they've played so far.
So Justin Fields against those teams, he's going to have to do a lot of running.
I mean, you can't do that nowadays. You really can't. Because every player on that field is athletic.
Yeah,
you feel me? They're all able to chase you down. I just, I don't see him getting it done for the Steelers. Longevity-wise.
So would you bring, are you contemplating bringing in Russell?
I would have been starting Russell. That was the plan.
I think
before he got injured was to start Russell.
Yeah, and I think the plan was at the beginning before the season started was to start Russell, have Justin there, alternate him if needed, or just have Justin behind Russell to get mentored as a better NFL quarterback.
See, and this is where I'm thinking outside the box here. I'm more of a Andy Reid kind of guy. I like crazy shit. I want to flash somebody whenever I send a lineup out there. If I'm having Justin Fields on the field, it's going to be Wildcat.
Okay.
Hands down.
I can see that.
Every time he touches the field, it's going to be Wildcat. He will be the only player quarterback.
So you would treat him like a Taysom Hill type player?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Only in situations.
I got you.
I'm sorry, Justin Fields, but you're not a quarterback in my opinion. You would be a great option, like Wildcat quarterback.
Yeah.
Because you can run phenomenal. You can throw the ball.
He can throw it, yeah.
I think you would be perfect at that situation.
Bucky Irvin, bro. That's another player.
This nigga's name is Bucky.
Bucky Irvin, bro. We talked about it last podcast. Dude, he's not bad. I think he's a must start every week, bro, in my opinion. Because he gets a lot of the majority of the goal line touches.
Yeah.
You get Rashad White all the way down there, and then throw Bucky in.
And then throw Bucky in there. Bucky Lassick.
Arguably, dude, I think the NFC South is probably the toughest division. Now that Andy Dalton's under center up there in Carolina, I think the NFC South is the best division out there. DJ Moore, that's Denny's player. Let's go check and see what that did for him.
Some bitch.
He needed that because he's playing McLovin.
I need some of the higher ups to kind of lose for me so I can sneak up in the rankings, though. Y'all fucking me up.
What is Dawson's record? That's what I need to find out.
For anybody who doesn't know the league rankings.
2-1. Yeah, they get tell them the league rankings.
We got number one, fuck 'em up, a.k.a. Aaron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, 3-0. 312 fantasy points. Mississippi Monstars, 2-1, also known as Jace. 357 fantasy points. The Menace, also known as Denny. In third place, Smooth 2-1, 338 fantasy points. Then you got McLovin sneaking up in there, dude, fourth place, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
2-1, 328 points. My Chubb is worthy. Levi, 2-1, with 326 points. Levi's daddy, Robert. Or Rob, sorry.
Rob.
Big Rob. My bad, though. Love it. My bad,
he changed his team name after he beat Levi last week to Levi's daddy.
Yeah, I like it.
That's how we do our league, man. People be just changing their names throughout the week or throughout the year.
Yeah, for damn sure.
Austin's team Austin name.
Always does that shit. Where are you at? 2-1, 294 points. You got them Stroud pleasers.
Yeah, it's me over here, baby.
Oh, Mr. Chulu. Mr. Noah. Mr. Kamish.
The Kamish, baby.
1-2. 301 points, though. I mean, he won two, but he got 301 points. Austin. This man was uphill last week. Now his name is bye week. 1-2 with 262 points. And you got poor old me, ninth place, eating your Barkley. 0-3. 340 fantasy points.
Second make it most make in the league.
Make it make sense? I do not know. At this point, I couldn't
and
even
the
tell
fantasy
you.
Fantasy gods are against you, bro.
I'm telling you. I don't know what I did wrong. What is going on here? They just blocked the field goal?
Philly trying to do a little something, bro. Oh, they returned.
Oh.
That's Philly's defense. We were just talking about Philly's defense.
Aaron.
Get a blocked PAT.
Aaron.
For, what is that? Is that 2 points?
I think it's 2 points.
Yep.
Oh, and then Tush Push at the end. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Tyler.
Mr. Tyler. 0-3, 270 points. So, that's pretty...
Who's got the least points for? Austin? 262?
Yep, that's what it do. 262.
Mm.
But he's in eighth place.
Yeah.
He beat me!
I had a lot of high hopes for your team. I had a lot of high hopes for Austin's team.
Did he step out? Oh, no, he didn't.
And then y'all down there, eighth and ninth. But hey, it's still early in the season.
It's still early in the season.
Good hit right there on Kamara, though.
It's still freaking early in the season. And I'm really still pissed off. I don't care how early it is. I feel like I should not be 0-3.
No, you should at least have one win.
At least one, dog. You couldn't give me one. You couldn't give me. I had 133 points, and I could not win that game.
Yeah. That's tough.
That's really tough.
I'd be pissed, too.
What can you do?
Well, as we finish up this podcast, we're going to finish up watching some Sunday Red Zone football. We hope everybody's doing good in their leagues out there. Try to come to you each week and give you a little bit more advice about how we feel about players and how our league's doing and whatnot. But like I said earlier, shout out to the podcast. Go give it a like, follow, like some of our posts. Like I said, I'm gonna post a picture of the championship ring.
My where, ring.
Whoever comes in first my this year. It's just kind of clean me. Though, man. I went and got it for the league. I thought it'd be pretty cool.
I think it looked pretty cool on this finger. This one right here, right by my pinky.
Oh, the pinky, baby. You're looking like Tom Brady. Like
my daddy. My daddy's Frank Gore, by the way, just in case anybody wanted to know. Illegitimately, of course.
But yeah, the podcast, t.o.d_podcast. Go give it a follow. Like our posts, like our stories. Follow our stories. I post a lot of stories. Give you updates throughout the week on how players are doing. Jacksonville just scored with Christian Kirk.
That wasn't a touchdown.
It wasn't a touchdown.
That wasn't a touchdown.
They're going to review it.
They better review it. That wasn't a fucking touchdown.
No. But we hope everybody has a good fantasy week. Get a good win.
Watch this.
Until next time, y'all.
Maybe it was. All right. All right, man. Much love, TOD.
Yes, sir.
Put it on my chest. Peace out.